It's time to get Gruberized. Listen, I've done it. Relax. It only hurts for a while. Waking up and Dr.
B step across the line. He's right about that, is Bob. It only hurts for a while. Just turn your head and cough. You'll be all right. It's Monday here on the Steve Gruber Show. Oh, Ivy, it's all right. Ivy just gets this look on her face. Oftentimes when I say such outrageous things, it's okay. I have no filter today. It's okay. I'll be okay. My next guest, he understands. He's been around for an awfully long time and keeps coming back for more. Go figure. Alan Sachs, the professor of political science at the University of Texas, Arlington. Professor, good morning.
I try to put a filter on what I say. I've got to.
You're in a different position than I am.
You're right. I'm with...
It's your fault, you know.
That's right.
Well, it's your fault that
there's... Very kind to everyone.
No. It's your fault because if you supported Donald Trump at all, especially if you voted for him, you have blood in your hands because anything violent that happened
everything.
In this country is your fault because violence of this sort has never occurred in America before. We never had lynchings. We never had the bombings of the communist anarchists in 1919 or 1920. We didn't have the Weather Underground in the 1960s or 70s. That never happened.
And cities were never burning to the ground during the Democratic administration of Lyndon Johnson.
Right. Yeah, cities weren't burning right to the ground in the riots of 1967, 1968. Those things didn't happen, Professor. It's all Donald Trump's fault. And if you supported him at all, the blood is on your hands. Now you got it.
That is true. And I accept complete responsibility for that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the mentality, though.
It is. It is. And is that crazy? What is the problem, I think? I mean, everybody has an answer of some sort. My two bits answer is, I think our society has become way too lenient. We let people get away with all sorts of things. And even students who have some real problems, you can't say anything, you can't do anything, the lawyers will be at your door. There's this politically correct society, so it doesn't matter what the students do, they're in the right.
Yeah. You know, my concern is that this attitude is pervasive now, that somehow we need somebody to blame.
That's right.
When anything happens like this, you know, even when an anti-Semitic killer goes on a rampage who also hates Donald Trump, it doesn't matter. It's still the level of rhetoric from Donald Trump, so it's his fault, which is completely senseless on every level.
Of course it is. Anti-Semitism, unfortunately, has been endemic in Western societies, maybe throughout the world, for only about 1,500 years, unfortunately. It is a terrible, terrible disease that is now afflicting us even more. The economy is pretty good, and yet this anti-Semitism still rages. I remember that a lot of people were saying, we've got to stop the bigotry against Muslims, and that is true. That must be stopped. But the degree of anti-Semitism, or rather, to put it more accurately, anti-Jewish sentiment has always been much greater than anti-Muslim sentiment in America and around the world. It is a terrible, terrible disease.
So here's part of the problem. You see, part of the problem with this, and I don't care what his name is because I won't give him that.
Right.
The guy that pulled the trigger at this synagogue in Pennsylvania, one of the things that he found outrageous was the fact that Donald Trump moved the embassy to Jerusalem.
That's right.
This is one of the things that triggered him, if you will. And they still blame Donald Trump. Donald Trump moves the embassy to Jerusalem like so many American presidents have promised and failed. And yet it's his fault that this guy murders defenseless people during a religious ceremony at a synagogue.
Absolutely. It is nuts. And then he was mad because there was a Jewish group that is called Hias. I've heard of it before. I think it's called Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, and it goes back, I think, well over 100 years in helping immigrants, and Jewish and non-Jewish, and he believed they were helping this caravan, or whatever one was to call it, of Hondurans, El Salvadorans, coming toward the American border. There's other religious groups helping as well, Catholic, Lutheran, and others. But again, he goes toward the Jewish group and not toward the other groups. And it should not happen to anybody. But it's a sickness. It is a permissive society that allows all this to occur. And it's bad stuff. But you're right. This blame of President Trump is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Let's shift our focus to your home state of Texas. Let's talk about this race between Ted Cruz and Beto.
That's right.
Beto's
outspending Ted Cruz. Here's a Democrat, came out of nowhere, a little-known congressman from El Paso, Texas, and he is outspending Ted Cruz 2-1 and has raised much, much more money than Ted Cruz has raised. And the interesting thing about it is that we always believe it is the Republicans who are the big money party.
Never true.
No, it's
never
the Democrats
true.
That are the big money party.
Hillary Clinton had $1 billion in the war,
That's
more
right.
than $1 billion in 2016 came out short. By the way, I see that she has thrown out the idea that she'd like to be president over the weekend. I don't know if you caught that, but
no,
I appreciate
I
when she does it. But my question to you in Texas is, Cruz is still going to win, yes or no?
Marginally. It's awful close. I look it around. We have early voting here. Do you have early voting in Michigan?
Not like they do in a lot of other states.
Oh,
no.
Do we have? It's a bad idea. It's a terrible idea. But we're not going to go back on it again. But the early voting is just enormous here. And just anecdotally, by what I hear happening, what I see going on, schools are urging their students to get out and vote. Churches are urging their parishioners to get out and vote.
But why would churches, people, hold on. If you're a conservative Christian, how could you support the Democratic Party that supports third trimester abortions?
That's right, but they do.
But how?
They do.
How do you justify that? How do you square that?
It is a bizarre world in which we live in where what is preached has no relevance to everyday life, unfortunately.
Fair point. I think that Ted Cruz wins by 8 or 10 points myself, Professor. We'll see what happens. Professor Alan Sachs.
I hope you are right. Ted Cruz is a good and decent man, but a lot of people don't like his personality, and Beto has a personality. He goes to his rallies on a skateboard.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating.
I know that, and he dresses up in super
superhero
costumes.
So the kids love
superhero
him. You know, the teeny boppers love him. If his nickname was not Beto, and that's what he's running on, his rankings would go down by about a third.
There you go. Alan Sachs, the professor from the University of Texas Arlington. We'll talk next week, my friend.
Appreciate very much.
Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.